This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. There's expectation in the air when students go off to college, an expectation of independence and learning and even safety. But for many people on campuses around the country who experience sexual assault or harassment, the illusion of safety can fall away. Now the federal government has begun looking at why. The Department of Justice scrutinized the state's flagship university and dredged up fumbled investigations, a perceived culture of indifference, and a blame-the-victim mentality. UNM is one of only two universities in the country that have been investigated by the DOJ for the way they handle sexual assault and harassment. A report released this spring spotlights flaws in every corner of UNM's system, from confusing rules to overlooked witnesses and evidence to inconsequential punishments. Carly Smith, a researcher at Yale, says all of that adds up to what's called institutional betrayal.
It's kind of like a chronic stressor. It's a chronic reminder that you're not necessarily safe.
Institutional betrayal happens when there's an expectation of safety, but trauma isn't prevented, and then the response is weak.
And being under that type of chronic stress really reliably causes health problems for pretty much any human.
Not just physical ailments, Smith says, but depression and anxiety too. That can be a big hit to a student's ability to go to class or get a degree. Smith has been doing research on institutional betrayals since 2010, and thousands of people have filled out her questionnaires. She read the DOJ report on UNM that detailed what students had to go through to get their sexual assault complaints taken seriously.
They would be difficult for a student who had experienced no trauma, who was not under an unusual amount of stress, who wasn't walking around campus feeling frightened.
Then there's the report's description of poor training for faculty and staff about sexual assault. Smith says that's the kind of thing that unintentionally leads to an environment where institutional betrayal is more likely.
My guess is UNM was not out to be like, let's really on purpose create a situation where students have difficulty reporting sexual assault.
I don't think UNM mishandles it any worse than any other university does.
That's UNM President Robert Frank.
A few years ago, we weren't on top of our game and weren't doing it as well. I think we've improved our game.
Frank says he wishes the Department of Justice would have looked at all of the improvements the university made in the last year or so. UNM revised policy, he says, created an advocacy center, and hired more staff.
We just have to convey to parents and to the students that want to come here that we're not the university that got described there, and that's why I said we are not a hostile campus. We've made big commitments. We're way beyond that.
Are you concerned that students saying they would never recommend the process to anyone else, or if they could go back in time, they just wouldn't have started the ball rolling with an administrative investigation? Are you concerned that this might be dissuading students from reporting sexual misconduct on campus?
Well, I'm ambivalent about it. I'm not a huge fan of what the Department of Justice has unleashed on universities in America. I don't think their system is a very sophisticated system for understanding sexual assault and sexual harassment.
People told federal investigators they were traumatized by UNM's reporting process, but Heather Cowan, who oversees UNM's administrative investigators, says she isn't sure why.
You know, I have empathy, certainly, having not been through the process myself, right? I can't really say what about the process, you know, causes people to really think that or feel that way.
Cowan says her office aims to be thorough and neutral, and that it can be hard for students who say they've been assaulted or harassed to have their stories challenged.
Part of the process is that you hear the other person's version of events, which is usually different from your own. So I think that by itself is traumatizing.
Cowan says the DOJ only spoke with people who alleged assault or harassment and who felt betrayed by UNM, and that may have colored the results of the report.
Some of the stuff that, of course, I don't agree with DOJ, like I'm still sitting with it with myself because I don't want to automatically blow off criticism or something that's going to cause us to change.
Cowan says she doesn't want to ignore anything that would help UNM improve its response, just because right now she doesn't agree with all of what's in the DOJ's report. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.